In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is in our midst.
He is in our shall
be. Today we continue our preparations for the season of Great Lent that is before us. And today the theme of the day is regarding the Last Judgment. And in all the uncertainty of the Last Judgment, there is one thing that is certain, and that is that each one of us will face judgment alone. It's a sobering thought to consider as we prepare for the days ahead, a sobering thought to consider at any time in our life. But as we consider that sobering thought, let's consider yet another side to that. And that is that we are members of the human community, members of the body of Christ, and as such, we have responsibility toward other members. And we must understand that certainly, even though we stand before the judgment alone, and much of the nature of what is going to be judged in our life is a private matter between us and God, a whole bunch of what we are going to be judged over at that judgment seat is going to involve our interactions with other people along the way in our life, how we contributed positively to someone's life or negatively to someone's life. Today, let's take this consideration and run with it a bit. We sometimes think that Great Lent is an individual journey, and certainly Great Lent has many aspects that are very much individual things. But as a journey, overall, as a whole, the journey is not one that we make by ourselves. It's not an individual journey. It's a journey that we make together as a community. It's a journey that we make as the whole church together. And part of our preparation for Great Lent must be a recognition of this reality, how we belong to something bigger than ourselves, and that this journey of Great Lent is not only about me, it's about the community and the church as a whole. We must consider how we impact one another for good or for less than good. The things that we do or the things that we fail to do, as the case may be, have far greater impact on other people than we would have ever imagined. We're not living our lives in isolation. We don't live in a cave somewhere completely detached from the rest of the human race. We live in a context of community. We interact with other people, and these opportunities are powerful moments in our life, moments that in which we can provide light and life to the person that we encounter, or moments that simply pass us by and become a missed opportunity. There are moments that can ultimately be a negative moment as we impact that other one that we encounter in a negative way, offending that person, even wounding their conscience. But likewise, those moments can be transcendent moments, moments in which heaven intersects with earth, where we serve or minister to the one that is before us, and by doing so, we are actually ministering to Christ himself. In our preparation for the Lenten journey, we need to be reminded of the corporate aspect of the journey. We need to consider how our actions have far-reaching effects, and likewise, our lack of action has far-reaching effects. It impacts other people. If we fail to realize this, if we never recognize how our actions impact other people, then how can we truly change? How can we embrace the season of repentance and truly embrace repentance for ourselves if we don't see how our actions and lack thereof impact the people that are close and far away from us? To set off on the great journey of repentance, this time of Great Lent, we have to embrace change. We have to see the impact that we have on other people. And seeing the impact that we have on other people is ultimately motivation to change. When we see the far-reaching consequence of a bad choice we make, when we see the far-reaching impact that our lack of action, where it takes other people or doesn't take other people, as the case may be, we're motivated to change, to repent, to do better, to do something that's going to benefit those people that we have impacted negatively. And likewise, the opposite is also true. When we begin to recognize the positive impact we make on another person, when we recognize that we have positively contributed to the kingdom of God, well, likewise, we're motivated to continue on that course, to continue on that course and become even stronger in our pursuit of that course. The scripture passages today, though they are addressing very different subjects, they both relate in this theme that I'm talking about this morning. In the epistle text today, the Apostle Paul speaks about liberty and food. Ultimately, he's addressing the issue of idolatry and food that is sacrificed to idols, a context that we don't so much live in the modern world. We go to Safeway and we don't have to question whether that meat was sacrificed to an idol or not. But nonetheless, the apostle is raising issues surrounding the food that we eat. And he establishes the principle that by themselves, the food that we eat doesn't commend us to God or not. But he is very clearly reminding us that the food we eat can very much be something that impacts the life of another person. Be something that causes someone else to stumble, something that can cause someone else offense. In his day, it was idolatry, but in our day, it's issues such as fasting, feasting, the global impact we make by the choices we make and the food that we eat. All of these are things that impact other people. And the principle in his day and in our day is the same. We must take into consideration our actions impact other people. How we eat impacts other people. Maybe near to us, maybe far away, people that we've never met. But we cannot be selfish. We must understand that our actions impact others. How we eat impacts others. We can't insist only on our way and what we want. When we carelessly eat, we can wound the weak conscience of someone else. What does the Apostle Paul say about that? Wounding the weak conscience of another. He says, by doing so, we sin against Christ himself. Then he further says, if meat causes my brother to fall, I will never eat meat. You see, he understands very clearly the impact of his actions, his choices, and the food that he partakes of. And he is willing to go to the extreme, to not eat meat. If it's going to cause my brother to stumble, I'm just not going to do that. That is the call that we are called to as Christians, as believers, understanding the connectedness that we have to one another, understanding that other people are impacted by our actions. Likewise, the gospel text today, we hear the parable of the sheep and the goats, and we also hear about the impact of our actions and the lack thereof. Good deeds done to the least among us are, in fact, done to Christ himself, while at the same time doing nothing to the least among us is, in fact, ignoring Christ himself. See, again, it's that reminder that what we do impacts those that are around us. It impacts the least among us. It even impacts Christ himself. And what we fail to do impacts the less fortunate, and it ultimately impacts Christ himself. Today, as we are just over a week away from the start of Great Lent, we need to remember this as we prepare for the journey that is ahead. We are members of a community. We are members of the body of Christ. We are citizens of the kingdom of heaven. And our actions impact our brothers and sisters in Christ. Our failures and our lack of actions, they negatively impact our brothers and sisters in Christ and negatively impact the kingdom of God. And today, we are ultimately should consider the fact that Great Lent is not merely an individual journey, but Great Lent is a corporate journey. Yes, it has individual elements to it, but essentially it's a journey that we make together with the rest of the church. And our actions and our lack of actions impact those that are around us. You know the saying that it's often said regarding a team or a company that it's only as strong as the weakest link. And it really does apply to our life in the church, because we are, in a sense, connected to one another, linked to one another as the body of Christ. And if one of us is weak, it makes all of us weak. If one of us is strong, we draw from that strength. If we neglect the least among us, if we remain ignorant to the ways that we offend other people, if we make no efforts at repentance in our own lives and making changes in our own lives, then in fact we become that weakest link. And we in fact hold everyone else back from attaining what is their potential as a community, as an individual in Christ. But the opposite is also true. We can create positive momentum. If we all take Great Lent seriously, if we make an effort in repentance in our spiritual life, if we strive to be a better version of ourselves, you see, we can become a positive catalyst for positive change in other people's lives around us. Because, again, we are connected. And just like the negative impacts others, the positive likewise impacts others. We, in fact, create a positive momentum, a spiritual, positive momentum that other people can draw from and grow with. We benefit from one another's labors and even become stronger ourselves, stronger than we could ever be on our own. That's the beauty of the being part of the body of Christ. Stand or fall, we do it together. But the truth is, if we do it together and we do a good job, if we do what we're supposed to do, if we make an effort ourselves, if we're striving to follow Christ faithfully ourselves, that creates a positive atmosphere where all of us do better than we would ever do on our own. We draw from that strength and we go further than we would ever go on our own, even if we were striving and doing very well ourselves. It's the combined effort of all of us together makes us even stronger. See, we have to understand the corporate nature of the church, the life of the church. And our spiritual lives, and or the lack thereof, as the case may be, really does impact one another. And so today, as we're preparing for the journey of Great Lent, let us remember that it's not merely an individual journey, but it's a journey we make together. Let's not forget the weak that are among us, the least that are among us. But let us remember that our actions, and likewise our lack of actions, impact the community as a whole. Our actions and our lack of actions either push us forward or they hold us back. So let each one of us take Great Lent seriously. Let us make an effort ourselves. By doing so, we will create a positive momentum in the community of St. Stephen. We will become stronger. We will be capable of so much more than on our own. Together, we will contribute to the good of the kingdom of God. And together, we contribute to the glory of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.